We don't know. All right. Well, today's lesson is all about all these names, all kinds of names. What do names mean, I wondered. So I got to thinking. I was hoping you would all be here this morning because I spent all this time looking up your names to find out what they mean. Do you know what the name Thomas means?
Twin, which is kind of strange because I have no siblings.
You're right. Thomas the twin, but you're an only child. You're just twice as smart as everybody. That's what it is. I think that's your twinness. Well, there's our other half. Hello, Carly. Welcome to church. We're talking about names. Do you know what your name means, Carly? It has a meaning. You don't know? Does your grandmother know? Do you know what the name Carly means?
It means that we need to make a new mom to us. So.
Yeah. All right. Your name actually means, and you will be surprised to hear this, strong. That's it right there. That's what your name means. Any idea what my name means? My name is Jeffrey.
Intelligent,
no. Any other guesses?
Smart.
No. My name actually means God hears. So this morning, there's this angel that says to Joseph, look, don't put Mary away from you. You shall have a child. And remember, they tell Joseph and Mary to name Jesus what?
Jesus.
No.
God.
God, no.
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel. And just like with you, they didn't do that. Right? I mean, that's very clear. They say to you shall name him Emmanuel. And what? And they're like, well, maybe we could use that as a middle name. They name him Jesus, right? So Emmanuel means God with us. What does Jesus mean? Do you remember from the text, all of you? So very quickly look. What's that? You weren't here for the text. God saves. God saves. God is with us and God saves. So it turns out that Jesus, Emmanuel, lives out his name. Jesus is the one who saves. And Jesus still is with us. God with us. And I bet, except I haven't figured out. All night I was trying to figure out how can Thomas live out his name? How can you be a twin?
There must.
What's that?
Make a clone.
Make a clone. Don't get him started because he's going to go home and figure it out. Trust me. She said, make a clone. Yeah. Carly's strong. Sometimes we live out our names. I think you'll be living out your name in many ways. I think you're going to be constantly doing more than one thing at a time. Always thinking, always working, always figuring out. And I always know, because I've been with you for a little while, that at the very least your questions will always come in pairs. And Carly, Lord knows you are strong.
Yeah.
And I think just like Jesus lives out Jesus' name, we have a name to live out as well. Jesus calls us beloved. That we are God's beloved. And so that's maybe the name that we'll live out. As we come into this Christmas season, we remember, of course, Jesus the baby. But let's also remember Jesus Emmanuel, God with us. Thanks. And thanks for showing up this morning. Go live out your names. See you later. Let's do verse 4.